One of the topics spoke upon delegates was about the student perspective and trying to get the transparency between National FFA and students. I'm here with the chair of that committee, Ian Heath of the Georgia FFA. So first, tell me about what your committee talked about.
Absolutely. So our committee was mainly focused on what can National FFA put out to those students to give those students more information, but also how can the students help National FFA? What surveys can the students take to give National FFA more feedback? And so we've really focused on three main things in our committee. It was social media, New Horizons, and the board of directors. Social media is an up-and-coming way. We're all using it nowadays to put out information. And so that was a big talk that was going on about how can we use social media? How can we further advance what we already have in order to get those students more information and to better do that? So there was some talk about new platforms. There was even some talk about maybe an FFA app, a mobile app that we could use. So some of those things are being considered. They're in the committee report, which is pretty exciting. The next thing was New Horizons. We talked about New Horizons. This is something that's been around for years and years. It's a great way to get out information. Most students will get an issue of the New Horizons. It is also online. So we're working to put things into the New Horizons for those students to get more information. So, for example, one of the things that we talked about was putting a page in there about the board of directors, you know, having a board member spotlight, a link to the board minutes so we can understand what's happening in these board meetings, because that is not talked about a lot. And we also want to know what is the main purpose of the board of directors. I feel like that's overlooked a lot, and that's something that many students don't hear about too often. So that was something that we focused on. And then we had a whole separate discussion about the board of directors, about what the national officer's role is with the board of directors, and how can we let the board of directors be broadcast to all of the students. So it's basically a similar conversation to what happened in the New Horizons conversation about different things that we could put out in order to inform about just what the board does. What is the point of these hierarchies that we have being in place?
So you had a lot of conversations. What were they like specifically? Were there a lot of talk about different things about security or privacy in that regard?
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about one of the things that was brought up was maybe sending out like a text message chain. And so there was some talk about, well, are we allowed to send that to students that are under the age of 18? And after looking into it, you can send that to students that are under the age of 18. And that was another aspect that we talked about to getting information out, is using those text messages. And so there was some talk about, you know, are we able to get this in there? Another thing that was talked about a lot was chain emails, emails that are sent out mass to students. Well, then that brought up the conversation of most students use their school email. Some of those schools will lock down and not allowed outside information to come into those students' inboxes. So that was a battle that we had to overcome in our committee. But in reality, that was something that we looked into. We just found another way to develop that. So that was when the conversation about the mobile app came in and push notifications. So we found a solution, had a little issue come up. We worked around it and made something cool happen.
A lot of conversations were happening, to say the least. What was something that you learned from the committee, hearing from delegates from across the nation?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I'll take away from this committee, after being a chairman, after working with the leadership delegates and all the delegates from all the different states, is that there's no right answer, is that there's so many different things that could happen in here that could all work. And I think that is the coolest thing in the world. There's so many different ideas that were thrown on the table that maybe didn't even make our committee report that could have 100% worked, that the board of directors and National FFA could have put in place, that I know if it was executed right, it can 100% work. So knowing that all ideas are good ideas and that everything has a chance. So that was one of the coolest things for me to realize in this committee. I was a delegate last year and got to work through an SAE committee just to hear the different perspectives on that one. And then to come in this year and hear the different perspectives on this is really awesome.
I can only imagine the spark of continued conversations that will continue to happen. Any lasting words about the committee?
It was a great committee. Everything worked really efficiently. It seems like everyone was happy with the report, basically something from every category. I enjoyed my time as a committee chair. I would highly recommend anybody to do that. So thank you so much.
So this was one of six committees that met at National FFA Convention and Expo. We'll continue to go on to further stages to get the student perspective about transparent communication. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.